אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. Israel suffered her worst peacetime disaster overnight Thursday-Friday when 45 people of the 100,000 celebrating the festival of Lag BaOmer on Mount Meron were crushed to death and dozens were injured, many seriously. The disaster took place when huge crowds of pilgrims were making their way along a narrow walkway with a slippery metal flooring that ended in a flight of stairs. People began to slip and fall, others fell on them, and a calamitous stampede ensued. 48 hours later, politicians, religious leaders, and civil authorities are all blaming each other for the disaster. Ahead of the festivities, MKs from the ultra-Orthodox parties lobbied to ensure that there would be no limits placed on the number of attendees, a framework drawn up by the Health Ministry in consultation with other government officials and police would have limited the event to 9,000 participants, but it was not implemented. Cabinet ministers had pressed police to allow large numbers of people to enter the gravesite of Shimon Bar Yochai, saying that this was to compensate for last year's event being cancelled due to coronavirus. Public Security Minister Amir Ohana, who is responsible for the police, approved the event with no limits on attendees at Meron, despite pleas from health officials concerned about coronavirus transmission. Prior to corona fears, there were warnings that the site could not sustain nearly 500,000 people visiting in a 36-hour period, which was the situation until last year. Two state controller reports highlighting that the site was radically unprepared for the huge numbers in 2008 and 2011 were ignored, as was a 2016 police report that sounded similar warnings. The fitness of the walkway, whether it was approved for use and by whom, are among matters that will be the focus of the various investigations. So far, one police official has taken responsibility, Northern District Commander Shimon Lavi, who oversaw the security arrangements for the celebration, said on Friday morning, "I bear overall responsibility, for better or worse, and am ready for any investigation." Funerals for 13 of the victims were held on Friday after their bodies were released for burial. Before Shabbat, 32 of the victims, the youngest of whom was 9, had been identified at the Abu Kabir Forensic Center in Tel Aviv. The remainder were identified only after Shabbat. The death toll includes children and at least two sets of brothers and fathers of large families. At least 6 US citizens and 2 Canadians were among the 45 people crushed to death, including yeshiva students as young as 13 and Shraga Gestetna, a popular singer from Montreal who came to Israel especially for the event. Avigdor Hayut, a B'nai Barak resident who was hurt badly in the deadly stampede, was released from the hospital when Shabbat ended to attend the funeral of his 13-year-old son Yedidia. 16 people remained hospitalized yesterday, a number of them in critical or serious condition. However, there has been improvement in the condition of one 11-year-old boy who was seriously injured at the Ramban Medical Center in Haifa. World leaders have expressed their condolences on the tragedy. President Joe Biden phoned Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Friday to express America's profound condolences. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas expressed his sorrow for the tragedy that claimed the lives of dozens of victims, adding, "We are praying for the victims and hope for the recovery of those injured." Jordan's King Abdullah II called President Rivlin and offered condolences. After the tragedy, at 1 a.m. on Friday morning, there was a massive logistic undertaking to evacuate the other pilgrims from the site. Local Arab villagers set up stations to offer food and drink to evacuees. Radi Najm, mayor of the Druze town of Bet Jan near Mount Meron, said his town had opened its facilities and many families had opened their homes to evacuees and rescuers from the disaster. Other initiatives to help the evacuees were launched in Tamra, Jish, Yaka and Pekin. The mass exodus after the deadly disaster was rife with confusion and frustration as the police attempted to herd the thousands of people still on the mount towards buses to take them to major ultra-Orthodox centres, Jerusalem, Bet Shemesh, B'nai Barak, Tiberias and Sfat, or to nearby bus and train stations. Israel Railways sent 13 additional trains, each capable of carrying hundreds of people, to the nearest station, Carmiel. Israel has identified 41 cases of the Indian COVID-19 variant, including 5 children, as well as other cases not linked to returnees from abroad. 4 of the 41 people have been fully vaccinated. 24 cases of the mutated strain were found among people who returned recently from abroad, including 21 foreign nationals. Overall, Israel continues to see a decline in COVID-19 infection numbers. The town of Pardes Hana, where many are refusing to vaccinate and where several virus cases have been identified, has now been classified as orange under the government's traffic light system, making it one of only 2 localities in the country not rated as yellow or green. 6,363 Israelis have now died from COVID-19. What was described as the worst constitutional crisis in Israeli history ended quickly on Wednesday afternoon when Prime Minister Netanyahu announced he would honour his coalition agreement with Kohol Levan's Benny Gantz and let Gantz be reappointed Justice Minister. On Tuesday, Netanyahu orchestrated the appointment of Ofir Akunis as Justice Minister in open defiance of his Attorney General's warning that to do so was illegal. But less than 3 hours before a scheduled High Court hearing, and with the court having temporarily suspended Akunis's appointment, the Prime Minister backed down and the Cabinet duly approved Gantz back to his position. Ram Party head Mansour Abbas said last night that any government that is formed will have to rely on the support of his Islamist party, and he's in talks with all sides. Abbas has spoken with Prime Minister Netanyahu, Yamina head Naftali Bennett, and Yesh Atid leader Yair Lapid. He says he'll back whoever is able to form a government. Far-right Religious Zionism Party, part of the Netanyahu bloc, has declared it will not be part of any government that relies on Ram. However, Abbas says that Ram and Yamina have the power to decide at the 90th minute if and what government will be formed, though they need to be on the same side. Netanyahu's 28-day presidential mandate to form a government expires on Tuesday night. He may seek a 14-day extension from President Reuven Rivlin, but he would have to convince the president that he has a realistic chance of mustering a majority in the additional time. Otherwise, Rivlin can charge another candidate with building a coalition or throw the mandate back to the Knesset. Parliament would then have 21 days to agree on a prime minister, or Israel will head to a 5th election. Ironi Nes Tziona were crowned as the new FIBA European Cup basketball champions after beating Agued BM Slam Stahl to capture their first trophy in a European club competition in the final last Sunday. And the Israeli national football team recorded its first victory in the 2022 World Cup qualifiers on Wednesday night, defeated Moldova 4-1. But today and tomorrow have been declared days of national mourning. Flags will be at half-mast. Sporting and other cultural events have been cancelled. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.